In the days of few cars, ranchers and other rural people had their mail delivered by workers in horse-drawn wagons. Besides being a rancher, Alice's father, Ben Greeno, was one of these mail carriers. Alice accompanied him and helped deliver mail. Sometimes she even took over his route. It gave her a chance to learn more about horses. It also gave her a taste of what it was like working with and for people outside her family. Ben Greeno, an orphan, had traveled from New York to Montana at the age of 16 to become a cowboy. He worked with horses and cattle for the rest of his life. He couldn't even turn a key in an automobile, Alice said, but he was a big influence in her life. He passed along to her his enthusiasm for and his love of horses. Feature Box: Rural Free Delivery. Before telephones, mail was the only way to keep in touch with people far away, but getting the mail could be difficult. Before 1896, rural people had to collect their mail at a post office. Since people living on ranches were often far from a town, it might take them all day to get to town and return home. Rural free delivery changed that. Workers driving horse-drawn wagons carried the mail to farmers and ranchers. Now they could keep in touch with the rest of the world. Best of all, the service was free.